Hello all and welcome to the Grove. This is kind of a makeshift video. I really wanted to talk about Skarner's new lore a little bit, get my ideas together. There's definitely going to be another formal video where I go through Skarner's lore in its entirety, but this is more about his changes. So Skarner's really not associated with Shurima or Hextech in any way. This could be due to Arcane, but now he's a part of Ishtal. And he is the oldest member of the Yuntal. And the Yuntal are a big deal in Ishtal. They are the ruling class, they preserve all the secrets, and they're the most gifted and wise elementalist in all of Ishtal. Now there is something very important about the Yuntal that you need to know though, and that is that there is no formal criteria for admission to the Yuntal. Though aspirants can expect to be tested to the very limit of their abilities, and any approval must be unanimous among those present. That would mean that Skarner is Ishtal. He's made every decision, he's handpicked the ruling class. No one has been voted into the ruling class that hasn't been approved by him. And they even said during the Dev Spill the Beans video for Skarner's new lore that he is the reason for Ishtal isolating itself from the rest of the world after the Void Wars with Akathia. And I think this is a great thing. I really like that Skarner has been changed a little bit. I did feel like Ishtal was definitely missing something. Like out of all the zones, you have Freljord, Ionia, Demacia, Noxus, all of them, Shurima. I really felt like Ishtal was the most boring. The most interesting things about Ishtal were really just the elemental magic. There's elemental drakes, and the jungle is like alive and will eat you. But it still felt like something was missing. Like there was some kind of drama to Ishtal that it didn't have that the other zones had. You know, the Freljords have the Watchers. The Demacia's got the Mage Seekers. And Noxus always had its own drama with their internal turmoil, but now they have the Triferix. Ionia has its problems with Noxus and internally with their decision of whether to fight Noxus or return to pastoral traditions. Everyone has an internal struggle and an external struggle. And I really felt like Ishtal was missing a lot of the internal. They're really isolated, no one knows what's going on, and it is what it is, it's just a jungle and there's kind of this ruling class and some elemental magic. That's really what Ishtal felt like. Now with Skarner, Skarner's like it. He is Ishtal. And I like how they're saying that he basically watched the world develop. He's been around for so long that he's now, it fueled a paranoia that may not be entirely reality. And with Ishtal being isolated from everything, he's hearing whispers inside of Ishtal about Ishtal ending its isolation, and he's already kind of paranoid. Like imagine this old mind that's been around forever almost losing it a little bit, and now he's hearing these whispers of Ishtal ending its isolation, and he is not happy with that. And it's becoming this paranoia about humans and their destructive capabilities and their hunger for power. And he's obviously massive, which is scary in and of itself, but then adding this paranoia aspect to him is really cool. I'm honestly super excited to see where Skarner goes. I'm excited to see where Skarner goes in the Riot MMO. And I know everyone's a little bit not in the mood to be talking Riot MMO right now after the tweet, but I mean, really nothing changed from the tweet. I will say this, Skarner would make an awesome raid boss. And having the idea of like his paranoia and his good intentions leading to bad results and us having to deal with that in the Riot MMO would be great. I feel like a lot of the stuff that they come out with now is almost setting up pretty well for the Riot MMO. If you look at Smolder, Smolder's kind of that connection back to Camivore. He's a dragon, he's here, but he's a child of the Imperial Dragons. His mom was an Imperial Dragon in Camivore. And it almost feels like he would be great to tie us back into a Camivore saga one day. Where, okay, we're in Runeterra, we're exploring, we're doing whatever, but now it's time to go to Camivore in this other side of the world and explore these forgotten lands. And Smolder will be a great way to pull us there. And Skarner, now with his new lore, and I'm sure all the lore that they're changing, all the lore where they make adjustments, is with the Riot MMO in mind. Nothing that they do now is going to not have the Riot MMO in mind. Even consolidating the lore only really makes sense for an MMO. Otherwise, you can have small stories everywhere and it doesn't matter. You can continue Riot Forge with a bunch of small stories that just are in their own little bubble. Look at Convergence. Convergence is literally on a separate timeline. And we know it's on a separate timeline because the end of Convergence, when older Echo is flipping through different timelines, we see Arcane, and we know Arcane is canon in our timeline. So you could always do that. You could always say like little tiny worlds and little tiny stories. But now everything is planned for the Ride of Mo. Everything is with the Ride of Mo in mind. So when they're changing lore, they're changing it for the Ride of Mo, or at least with the presence of Ride of Mo being in mind for the future. And so I think the change for Skarner, it's definitely something great for Ishtal. And I think Ishtal needed something like this. And his paranoia, and with the fact that he has these good intentions for Ishtal, but they're kind of being twisted with his paranoia of humans who are trying to grasp for power. And honestly, is he wrong? But I'm curious to know about what you guys think. What do you guys think about Skarner's new lore? Are you happy about it? Are you sad about it? Did you like Skarner's old lore with the Hex Tech? Or do you like this new lore with Ishtal being incorporated and him being so important to Ishtal? Don't forget to hit the like button below. Subscribe if you're not already. If you're looking for more Runeterra lore, speculation, theories, Ridermo news. Thanks for stopping by the Grove. And I'll see you in the next one.
I am Skarner of Clan Opaline, progeny of Broodmother Nishale, and I will be your undoing. I stand between my people and your appetite, Belveth. Starve. Not all Yuntal can be trusted. I will silence any who plot against me, against Ishtal. Mortals squander their short lives, slaughtering all they can for a modicum of power.